It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Scarlett from Friendly Potential. Friendly Potential are hosting Catacombs Festival for the second time this year, which is going to be happening this weekend on Friday and Saturday night at the Civic Winter Garden. How are you going today, Scarlett?
I'm going really well. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
I bet you're in very busy mindset. Lots going on. It's a big week.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Kind of tying the last few things together, starting some new things.
But you're doing all right, I hope?
Oh, yeah, really good. Good. Had the morning off this morning, so.
Did you know that earlier this year, when Catacombs happened for the first time, I had Sam and Tom up for this exact segment, and we had a chat about that time?
And I was listening from work.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have you up
and
chat about
it. Thanks for
inviting
me.
Get a different mindset on the same project. How was the first one for you, the first iteration of Catacombs earlier this year?
Oh, I loved it. It was one of my favourite places to ever have a party. And it was also so nice to see an idea kind of come to fruition, which the boys had been working on for so long. Yeah. Obviously, I'm kind of a late arrival, but it was really nice to see their dream kind of come true as such. And also the artists were absolutely fantastic. Perel was definitely my favourite.
A highlight, yeah, that was incredible.
It totally was, yeah, and that space is unbelievable. So
yeah, so you'll be returning to the Civic,
the
Civic Winter Garden this time as well, which is one of the repeat features. Is there anything different that you're doing this time round than the last time?
Well, the lineup is obviously very different. We've kind of gone a little bit more deeper, a little bit more underground, perhaps some people would say. It's obviously hosting some of our favourite artists. For years, but also newer artists that we've just become more kind of familiar with. In terms of the space, though, obviously we're doing a different lighting setup. Suren Unker is helping us with that.
Exciting.
Which is fantastic. Yeah, he did the lighting last year.
And was awesome.
Yes, amazingly. We've also, Harmony and I have kind of cooked up a little bit of a installation as well for the stage, so that
Very
should
nice.
Be fun. Starting a little bit later this time,
okay.
Which is nice, and but the same kind of experimental, interesting music as per usual, yeah.
Awesome.
As you'd expect from parties from us.
I want to talk about what you do with Friend of Potential, just generally.
Sure.
What is it? What do you focus on? How do you contribute to the team?
I guess, well, there's five of us, so I kind of came later in the piece a couple of years ago now. I kind of got into, I knew Simon and Gus from years ago at university and became more familiar. Obviously, I met Sam Harmony from the parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got invited to give them a hand with some decor and stuff like that. And of course, Gus was based down in Wellington, still is. Tom is over in London. So just in terms of a straight up logistics, to help Sam have another, you know, pair of
Hands
feet on the
deck.
Ground. Exactly. Mm. I was attending the parties anyway. I've always been really passionately into dance music, so it just made sense. So started doing decor and things like that, and it's just kind of morphed into helping wherever they need me, really.
Yeah.
I help do the radio show as well that cool. we do on BFM down and also down in Dunedin with Simon, so I assist him.
It's good that you all kind of have your own little fields, but also you can kind of jump into each other's roles.
Absolutely.
Whenever you need to.
Whatever's needed, whenever, really. Yeah.
Cool. Tell us about this first track that you've picked out, one that I am very excited to see.
Yes. So the first track I chose it's called Metal Glow, and it's by Rosa Terenzi. So she is an artist from Perth originally, now based in Melbourne, but she's been touring heavily in the last year or so over to Europe and everywhere in between. She's certainly one of our favourite artists, amazing producer, lovely woman as well, and sick DJ. Mm-hmm. And I guess she's come to New Zealand with us a couple of times before, and we loved watching her DJ. And what's most exciting about her coming back this weekend is that she's going to be playing live, so which is very unique, so no one in New Zealand probably would have seen that before. So it's new, and her production, I mean, I play tracks at every set I play up at least one or two of her tracks.
Awesome.
She's a go-to producer for sure. She's released on all the big labels, Deckmantle, Kalahari, Oyster Cult, Planet Euphoric, everything. I also chose this because it's a remix by Luca Lozano and Mr. Ho, who are also playing the same night a little bit later, and they are fantastic producers and label owners in their own right. So
it's cool that you've got some crossover between the artists that you may not, they've worked with each other, and they probably know each other a little bit, and
that's right.
It'll be a nice kind of reunion if they haven't seen each other for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if they've met in person. It might be, I don't know. But Roz has been touring over in Europe, so no doubt they've probably been in potentially the same lineups or something. So yeah, this track is kind of little ears on the side of trance, so which we're seeing a massive revival, and Luca Lozano is the man for that. So, yeah.
Cool. It's a great song.
Thanks. Thanks, Rosa. Thanks, Localism.
I know, they've done great.
They have done great.
So for people that don't know anything about the festival at all and are listening in open-minded, do you want to give them just a quick rundown of what it is and how it works?
Sure. So it is, well, you kind of mentioned before, it's in the Winter Garden, which is a beautiful historical dance hall underneath the Civic Theatre. So it's right in the middle of town. Gorgeous, gorgeous architecture. It's like Moorish revival style. So you can pretty much put a parkan up against anything and it looks amazing. It's a beautiful space, lots of space, which if you are a person who doesn't like getting jostled at nightclubs and bars around town, you can have a, you know, 2 metres around you and have a real good boogie, or you can get right up close to the sound and to the rest of the crowd as well. So it's 2 days, and it's like an inner city festival in that you arrive, doors open at 11 and it goes through till 4 each night. So you can go enjoy yourself, also go home, have a shower, freshen up and come back for the next night.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's like 8 international artists running. So on the Friday, you've got Vanessa Worm. So she's from Winton down near Dunedin originally and is now based in Melbourne.
Cool.
She runs a label called Headrush with Eden Burns, really interesting new producer, tracks out on Optimo, Chin Chin, you name it. So she's definitely one to watch. She's playing live too. As well as that, you've got Tornado Wallace, amazing, amazing producer, been on lots of different fun labels. I love him so much. So, and then you've got Rosa Terenzi playing live as well, who I've just talked about, and Luca Lozano and Mr. Ho, and they run a label together. Mr. Ho is based in Hong Kong. He's never been to New Zealand before, so Luca Lozano has with us, so really excited to see how they pair together as DJs.
Yeah,
and then on the Saturday, you've got New Guinea. And I'll talk about them in a moment. And then you've also got Melbourne-based Pene, who is an amazing selector, holds it down in the scene over in Melbourne and driving bass lines, very ravey. And then, of course, Derek May as well, so closing it out.
It'll be great. It'll be a great time.
Mm.
And something that I really enjoy about this festival is that for someone like me, who I've only really listened to dance music for maybe a year, 2 years, this is a great kind of way for me to go to a festival and get into a bunch of these artists and sort of kind of dip my toe in a bunch of different fields.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a wide variety of different sounds, and they're all kind of left field. They're all interesting. It's not the kind of thing you would hear in a commercial club.
No.
And actually, it's a lineup which, you know, you could see over in Europe, and people would, and it would sell out in Europe. So we're super lucky to have all the artists here.
Cool.
Yeah, super lucky.
Tell us about the second song that you've picked out. This is probably the artist that I'm most excited for.
Yes, New Guinea. So I chose this, I guess, to give a little bit of a different vibe. Obviously, you've got kind of the more ravey kind of style of Rosa and things like that. So if you're not kind of into the driving bass lines, then perhaps New Guinea is more your style. Super summery kind of boogie bliss, Neapolitan. There's a duo out of Naples in Italy, and they make beautiful, loved up kind of music, and they really pull on influences on artists from the 70s and 80s from their area in particular. I chose the track Je Vous Laisse. I apologise if I pronounced that wrong.
I think you got it.
I think I'm okay, but hey, you never know. I chose this just because it's just a really good example of what they do musically, as well as on the night they're going to be playing. So they'll be DJing and then they'll have live keys as well. So it'll just bring that nice live element to it. And the track itself, I love it because I looked up the meaning of it a wee while ago, and apparently it's a Neapolitan poet actually, and it's talking about finding peace like you would find in death, but trying to find it when you're still alive. So
cool.
Well, that was really cute. So yeah.
95BFM and Foo Zen present the globally renowned mind-bending Flying Lotus 3D experience. January 18th at the Auckland Town Hall.
Fire is coming.
In New Zealand for just one night, Philo's brand new audiovisual spectacular designed especially for his 2019 album, Flame Aggro.
No night is ever the same.
Flying Lotus 3D.
January 18th at the Auckland Town Hall. Get your tickets now from Ticketmaster.
Single origin Colombia Quindio Milagro Supremo wash filter, por favor. Bottomless.
Namaste, friend. One nitro brew. That's vegan, yes?
Excuse me.
Hey, mummy's busy. Mummy's. Do you want to wait in the car?
Triple shot flat white, please. Or stronger? Extra hot.
Busy today, eh? I'll have half strength soy vanilla latte. Cheers.
Oh, coming right up. Yep.
There's something for every taste at the Ultra Albany Cafe. And 10% off with your B-card. Ace. Ultra Albany Cafe. 23 Douglas Alexander Parade. Just off Rosedale Road. Albany.
Superdog Touring. In association with 95BFM present J-Som. February the 20th at Neck of the Woods. The dreamy bedroom pop multi-instrumentalist bringing her hopeful and expansive sonic world to Tamaki Makaurau for the very first time. J-Som, live at Neck of the Woods, February the 20th. Tickets only $30 plus booking fee. Get yours now from Just the Ticket.
Seabiscuit's a wanker. Black Beauty's been checked out since 96. Farlap's dead and Australian.
But there are still some equine chums who know how to show you a bloody good time. Pony Ping Pong on 95BFM. Every Friday night, Matt and Aaron are here to blast open your weekend with a mix of mashdowns, candid convos, cheap shots, and mystery celebrity nakedness. Pony Ping Pong. Friday, 9 to 11pm, only on 95BFM.
Something we forgot to talk about earlier, which is possibly one of the best things about this about this whole festival is I'll let you say.
Oh, the carpet.
It's very nice.
It's super comfortable, super easy to dance on.
Yeah, it's if anyone is familiar with the Civic Winter Garden, you'll know that there is a very lush carpet.
The whole venue's lush, isn't it? Yeah. With palms and like elephants and all kinds of, it's beautiful.
I know it is, and it's a different vibe than what you would usually get at the Civic.
Absolutely, which makes it fun. It's kind of a contradiction in itself, but
yeah. So we were just talking about off air that there's still a few tickets left, not many. But where can people go if they want to pick up a ticket?
So you can get weekend passes or single night passes as well. So. That nearly sold out, I believe. So, which we'll expect to sell out, I believe. So yeah. Saturday, especially with Derek May. So they can go to catacombs.nz for tickets, or just look us up on Friendly Potential on Facebook, and you will find us easily.
Awesome. Tell us about this last track that you've picked out.
Okay, so I'm talking over probably one of the more famous dance tracks ever written. It's a track made by Derek May, but under his rhythm as rhythm kind of moniker. And yeah, it's called Strings of Life, and it's, yeah, highly recognisable. As soon as you hear it, you just know what you're in for. Super beautiful ravey track, which very euphoric, kind of a nice mix between house and techno, really. And yeah, so it was made in about 1987. It still sounds absolutely amazing. And the man who made it is, we're so lucky to have him. He's going to be closing the festival out on the Saturday night. And if you know anything about techno, he's one of the Belleville Three. So along with Juan Atkins and Kevin Saunderson, basically created techno in Detroit. So yeah, for him to be here, and he hasn't lost any of his vigour as a DJ. I just watched a set of his from ADE last about 2-3 months ago, and I watched it the other day, and he is so powerful and so absolutely on form. And yeah, he doesn't compromise as an artist, which I absolutely love. And
I'm
this
very
track,
excited.
Yeah, this track's from 87. It still sounds amazing. And yeah, it's awesome. An obvious choice.
Well, thanks so much for coming up and sharing these songs with us all.
Anytime.
I'll see you this weekend. I'm very excited.
Yes.
And good luck with all the back end.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it'll run smooth.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.